The Bert Show.
All right, so Wendy here is about to turn 25 years old, and she's looking at her life, and she's like, this is just not what I expected.
Well, I think 25 is just the age that you start reflecting on things of the past. I mean, you have a vision of where you should be at 25, and then when you finally reach 25, you just kind of reflect on what's not in your life that you had expected.
1-877-588-BERT, which is B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy, wow. Hello. Oh, my God, you're 25. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you're whining. You have a great career. I feel like you're in crisis management. You always have a crisis. You always need to have some reason to sit back and go, my life isn't perfect. Whose life is perfect?
I don't think she's that different from most 24 or 25-year-olds that are taking a look at their life right now and just saying.
Were you like that at 24, 25?
Well, I think it's different for dudes.
Well,
I sure
no,
was
I
not, no.
No, yeah. Come on.
I
well,
wasn't.
No.
I definitely was. Well, in no way am I complaining at any, like, where I'm at in life. I think I have great career. But, I mean, I think you do reflect on stuff that you expected, and then when you don't have those expectations, you're just like, huh, this is completely different than what I had envisioned myself doing.
When you were 24 or 25, Jen, where were you at?
Let's see.
Mentally.
I was more concerned in my career because I felt like at the place where I was, I should have been doing my boss's job. And I was doing my boss's job at the time, and he was getting all the credit for it. So I was incredibly frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I was frustrated at how much money I was making in light of all the job I was doing. I was working way more hours than what I was getting paid for. I'm frustrated about that. I remember having a total breakdown around the holidays because I couldn't afford Christmas presents for my family and freaking out and being like, I should be able to afford Christmas presents. I'm 24 years old, you know? And I do remember the pressure of wanting to get married and have kids. Now, I was in a long-term relationship at that time, so it wasn't as much of a pressure of the singlehood because I had been, he was my boyfriend at the time and then became my husband, now my ex-husband, but we had been in a relationship since I was 19. So the relationship pressure wasn't there at that time, but the career pressure certainly was, absolutely was. So, I mean, I can totally relate to where you are and where you're feeling and just that frustratedness because you feel like you should be ahead of where you are when you're about to turn 25.
Wendy here, 25 years old, and she's just telling us that.
Not yet.
She's close. She's real close. And just having this feeling of just like, this is not what she thought it was going to be right here, you know, not just professionally, but more personal.
More personally, I mean, somewhat professionally, but no way am I complaining about it. It's just different, and it's weird. It's a weird time.
Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you. Loving you right back.
Thanks. I just wanted to say, you know, I turned 26 last week, and I completely understand. I mean, about 6 months ago, I found a timeline I made when I was in high school in my health class. And by 23, I was graduated with college, married, had two kids, and was in my second year of getting my master's degree. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm 26, as I said, graduated. I've been in a relationship for 2 years, but I'm just about to quit my job and go back to something. I'm going back to my master's for something completely different. And I'm just like, you know, I thought I would have had it figured out by now. And for some reason, I feel like my life is going to be over at 30, which is completely ridiculous. And I know that.
Well, you'd probably be dead by then. It's okay.
I know, right? But I do feel, you know, that there's a standard. You have an idea in your head of how things are supposed to be when you're younger. And you finally get to that point and you're like, oh my goodness, this is not what I planned. But you just kind of get to a point where you realize that you can't plan these things, unfortunately.
I don't think you're going to die at 30. I just don't think you're going to be able to wipe your own butt.
Oh, I might as well be dead. I think I have a theory now in about quarter life crisis. I mean, because I always have made fun of the term quarter life crisis, but I think that when you're young, you know, if you're fortunate enough to live in a home where you're secure and your parents are doing well. So this is where this theory is coming from. But I think that you see your parents established from the start. Mm-hmm. You don't see your parents struggle. You may hear some of the stories, but you never hear about all the moves they made, all the job changes they had to do, all the sacrifices they had to do, because more than likely you lived in that home. You were born in that house. You grew up in that town. You grew up in that neighborhood. And sometimes I think that you have this mentality that it just happened. And that, you know, so by the time you're 25 and you graduated from school and you're in your career, you think,
all of a sudden I should be exactly where my parents are and the way I grew up in high school and junior high school. Mm-hmm. The thing is, now you have to struggle and you have to go through that and you have to be able to tell those stories in your 40s and your 50s and your 60s like your parents do now. It's not instantaneous, and it wasn't for them, but it just seems that way because that's how you grew up.
And also, I think we live in different times than our parents lived in. Like, my dad's last job that he had, I think he was there for 40 years, you know? And I think we just live in a different time where people move around more. They have different jobs. And sometimes those jobs are steps backwards income-wise or, in the totem pole-wise or whatever. You know, my dad started his job 40 years ago and maybe was making 10 grand a year. And then the next year was making 10,500.
Right.
And then every year for 40 years... And
but that's when companies rewarded employees for longevity.
And it was building his pension and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen anymore.
And I also think there is this element that we just sort of touched on, but I think it's major, especially for women, is that this dream, man, this dream of getting married and being swept off your feet and being married and still having kids at an early age, I think it's a little bit cloudier now, murkier than it was with our parents, but I still think it's there.
Well,
definitely. Absolutely.
Fairy tales at 5 years old. That's where it starts. We've been told since we can remember that Prince Charming is going to come and take care of all of our needs when we're young, simply because we stand there and we look pretty.
Well, and it's the whole happily ever after thing. I mean, I think that where Wendy is approaching marriage, or even maybe somebody like Joanna, who's engaged and planning their wedding and, in your early 20s, they see your wedding day as a finish line. Like, somehow you have won the
race.
But guess what? That's where the starting line is. Like, that's where the race begins, is at the start of your marriage. It's not where you can throw your hands up and be like, okay, I'm done. It's completely opposite of that. But I think that's how it's viewed a lot of times.
Here's Megan. Good morning, Megan. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Burt Show. How are you guys?
Excellent.
I want to first say that I have to agree with everything that Jen and Melissa has said. And Wendy, I feel like I'm listening to myself on the radio 3 years ago. I'm about to be 28. I met my fiance back in September. We got engaged 5 months later, the same day we closed on a house. I've just landed my dream job, so I'm planning a wedding, starting a new job, starting a new life. And
nice. It's
everything that I've ever wanted. It came later than I expected it to ever come, but it came, and it made me realize that the time waiting for it is well worth it, and it helps you appreciate what you get once you get it. And so I think that you just have to hold on, and when it happens, it'll be that much better. But like Melissa said and Jen said, once you start, there's so much pressure and stress that go along with starting a new home and starting a new family. So it's just something I think you have to be patient for.
I think it's funny how Wendy, in my perspective on her conversation, is completely different. Wendy's like, oh, cool, that she's doing all those things. And all the things that she said she's starting right now, I thought, oh, my God, she's overwhelmed and she's exhausted. That she is planning a wedding, starting a new job, and building a home all at the same time. Are you nuts?
That's
what I mean? So. I'm going to put Joshua on out of respect because he's been on hold for so long. Hey, Joshua, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, Burt.
Hey.
Actually, first, guys, I feel like I'm on the spot. But Wendy, listen to me. You are actually in a career that puts you kind of like outside of everybody else, because everyone can see and hear what's going on in your life. So is that one of the issues that you're having? Is like, are you wanting to like kind of keep yourself abreast of everything else and pursue like relationships, or like why do you need to have a relationship to make yourself feel successful of being married and have kids and whatnot? Because radio, you're going to be moving around a lot. If you're really into this career, you're going to be like moving from one city to the next.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about it because I think I'll eventually get there. But like the other caller said, you create a timeline when you're growing up of when things are supposed to happen. And approaching 25, you have an idea and you have expectations growing up of what it should be like. You should be in a relationship. You should have a great career. You should be making lots of money. It's just a reflection on that. And eventually I'll get there, but where I want to be at 25 is not how I imagined it.
You know what? If you were in a relationship right now, or you're married and you had kids, you'd be on the radio stressed out about how you can't balance everything
right.
out.
We
so, or how you wish you were
sorry.
Single, or you wish you
right.
had more time to yourself and
right.
to figure out who you are, and you have more independent years.
The grass is brown everywhere. Everywhere!
Yeah, we should have a quarter-life crisis party where women come and burn those lists of where they're
right.
supposed
right.
to be.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Hey, The Burt Show.